Hi guys, this is Malaya. So this is a very, very late Ask Me Anything or AMA. And sorry, I'm already starting right now. Oh, so sorry about that. I can really, really hear kids outside our house. And sorry about that. I'm just gonna edit that out. I'm already starting. My vibrator is already on my clit, and I'm going to answer your questions, okay? A FUBU, or Fog Buddy. Well, I have one before, but, we ended it last March or February. Yeah, because I was like, my mood or like my mental health was declining. So yeah, it's okay. Oh my god. The next question is, can you say everything's gonna be alright in your most motherly RR voice? Okay. It's like ironic because like RR is a sexy type thing and motherly. God. Okay. Let me try. Everything's gonna be alright. Shit. So good. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. And then RR. Everything's gonna be alright. How's life? How has your life changed since you started the voice acting log, so the side hustle? Life's so and so. There are times that I'm up, and there are times like I'm down. It's just like life happens. I mean, it happens to all of us, but it's how you perceive things that comes in your way, and it's how you take action of the particular happenings in your life. How did my life change? Well, the truth is it really changed my life 360 degrees, because it made me embrace my sexuality more, and oh god, yeah. That's funny. Hold on. This is fun. I turned up the... Oh my god. Well, I... No, not that financially stable, but I have funds now to buy things that I like to buy. And it's okay. Yeah. And then like I'm more in touch with my creative self than in the years before I started voice acting. And I'm just really, really grateful for voice acting because it's kind of my lifeline, you know? And oh my God. Is everything good? Tika na kasi para po sa IG as you did before. I hope everything's good. This past few months have been a roller coaster ride for me because I was in a committed and exclusive relationship, so I tend not to share things about it on my social media. And in order for my partner to be safe, you know, so that's why. Also, my mental health's been on the decline for a while, and I was kind of in a rut or in a spiral down because I don't go to the gym anymore, and I kind of disappointed in myself. I can't bring myself to post things anymore, but yeah, I've been trying to. Change that now, I'm like healing, and yeah, let's do it again, but with more courage, knowledge this time. And what is my body count? Oh, before I move on to the next question, I would just like to say thank you so much for checking on me. I really appreciate that you noticed that I'm not posting anymore on IG. Oh my God, what is your body count? I'm so good. It's more than 60? Yeah, it's more than 60 plus. What are your top 3 tips for men to please women in bed? Communication is key. Always ask them what they want. How does it feel good? Do you feel comfortable doing this? What can I do to make it feel good? To make it feel better. What else? Also, just be yourself, and then you know what? Orgasm isn't the goal in having sex. The thing is, it's pleasure. Just make sure you bless your partner in bed, and then do not think of your performance on the bed. I'd like you to think free of all worries when you do the deed, you know, because if you like think of how you perform, it felt like stop you from having fun and like just the feeling, the pleasure on your body. May commission ka na hindi mo ginawa. Why? Yeah, I have a commission, a script that I didn't do. Why? It's about pedophilia, and like I'm against that. because in that script I was the mother, and like that listener is a kid, it's like underage, and I am against pedophilia. I love kids. I can't do that to them, and they're not legal enough to think for themselves, you know. So that's it. What's the weirdest custom audio request po na galing sa mga clients niyo, Ate Malaya? Oh, I teka, I'm gonna go. Teka na. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Full time, na sarap. Oh, fuck. Teka. Okay. I guess it's about scat play. First orgasm. Scat play. It's the weirdest. What else? CBT. It's a cock and ball torture. And then there's this rape kink that I got. CNC requests. I think yung weird then is that about me humiliating or dominating them. Yes, that's it. What are your thoughts about incest in the Philippines, specifically consensual incest between mother and her son? As long as the son is of legal age, I am for that. And as long as it's consensual, yeah, sure. It's their life. And, yeah, sure. I am for incest. I also have a kink for incest. But as long as that, they're both consensual adults. So, yeah. Is it okay for a mother and a son to have sex, provided both are of legal age and have consent? Yeah. Yeah, because they're already adults and they know what's the consequences of their actions. And they consent to it. Sure, why not? sure. As long as they're not hurting anyone, if they do the deed, I'm all good with it. That's why. What are your thoughts about sons wanting to have sex with their mothers to fulfill their curiosity, pleasure, and lust? Should a mother allow her son access to her body? I guess this is the same person who sent this request. Yeah, sure. my thoughts about is, make sure to ask your mom about it first. Talk with her. Communicate with her if your kink is okay with her, then sure, why not? And should a mother allow her son? That's not a question for me to answer, but depends, I guess. It depends. And oh my god, my vibrator died, so I'm gonna get my charger inside my room. Okay, I'm gonna pause this first. Hold on. Hey you guys, I'm back now. I'm so sorry if my fan is really loud. And I'm just laying on my back. Okay, so did I already answer the question? Like, should a mother allow her son access to her body? As long as this is really hard because I'm not a mother yet, but she needs to review her principles first. Yeah, it depends on her. And if the son is already a legal age, why not? And then, can you hear the dogs? I'm so sorry. If you ever have a son in the future and he confessed that he has sexual feelings for you, his mother would you let him fuck you? Magpapakantot ka ba sa anak mo, ate? That I don't know yet. Maybe my mother nature will stop me from doing that, but as of right now, I can't really answer that question. I'm going back to you, okay? Okay, and hi, Malaya, your biggest baby redacted. As a VO artist for over a long time now, what is the biggest project you have done so far? I guess the biggest project that I've done is in the realm of safer work audios, I guess, radio commercials. I did voiceovers for, hold on. I did voiceovers for Home Credit, Generica, Right Med. Yeah, so those are the biggest audio projects that I've done so far. For Not Safe for Work, it's a 60-minute, or like more than 60-minute audio about a rape gang. Yeah, and one of my most favorite audio commissions that I've got is The Mistress. And a mistress kidnapping a man and his wife. I guess that's my biggest audio projects that I've done so far, and I enjoy those. What is your dirtiest sexual fantasy? Okay, dirtiest, gangbang. Yeah. I've been like thinking of being shared among men, and I like to a same room sex, the SRS. If ever I have a partner that's open-minded to do that stuff, then sure. Also, incest, and you know how it goes. And how many guys are not sexual in one day? Two. During that time, I was like, okay, I'm gonna break this record and gonna find more guys, but I haven't done that thing yet. Because of the rising statistics on people having STDs, HIV, so I'm kinda reluctant to do that, but who knows, maybe soon I'm gonna go back to my hoe phase. I'm going back to you. And then, what else? Would you ever fill a script that was by an author that doesn't have read it? Yeah, I promise I'm open with that. Please send me your script. Roleplay sex, forced sex, or rape. Go ka ba sa ganito, mamashi? Yeah, I am into roleplay sex kink. Roleplay forced sex or rape kink. Yep. Are you open to hookups? When and now? Right now, I'm not open to hookups because I'm still healing from a relationship that I've had. So right now, I'm just focusing on myself. on myself and on my craft. I'm going to get back to you if I'm going back to my hookup scene. Hi, BB. Okay. Can I hear your most feminine voice? Most feminine voice? What's the most feminine voice? I don't know. How do you gauge that? Let's see. Okay, this voice is like an F dom, dominant voice. Let's see. How about this? Does this sound like a most feminine voice? Hey. Creating this voice is using my head voice. Or you can do this too. Like, imagine how you talk to dogs, to animals. It kind of like use the sweet, small voice, high pitch voice. This is the kind of voice. Yeah? You like it? You like this voice? You like this voice?
And now this is my original voice. Yeah. Will you take someone's virginity? Yeah. Yeah. I've had a virgin before. Or three of them. But not on the same day, okay. Yeah. What was his reaction about it? The truth is, you know, my hookup era, there are times or things that I'd like to forget. So most of my memories, I need to visit my notebook. I have a hookup notebook because I listed all the dates, the details about those men that I slept with. Hold on. Oh yeah, I remember now. The guy was good. It was his first time, but the way he moves, the way he rim me. Not rim. The way he fucked me, it's good. But it was fast because it was like a quickie. I met him on Meggle, and yeah, take note, guys. You can find people on Omegle who are into hookups. Actually, a lot of them. Sinigang or adobo? Adobo! Adobong baboy. And I like eating adobong atay. Yes. How do you feel about doing the script fills for things that you aren't into? Well, as an artist, I promise myself to do things, to try things, different kind of genres or tags in order for me to grow and in order for me to gauge and improve my skills and my craft on it. So it's a challenge for me. I think of it as a challenge that I need to overcome and learn lessons from it in order for me to use it for my future audios and projects. Mas prefer ba ang one-time sex na matagal or mabilis pero mas madalas? I prefer a one-time sex na matagal. It depends, actually. Both. It depends on the other person's schedule. There are times na if the sex is fast and it's a quickie, it hurts because I'm not that wet enough. And then, yeah, we tend to fuck mabilis, so it's not that pleasurable at all. So I think mas matagal is better, pero one time. But if that person's Blusher Techniques is good, then I won't hesitate to call him to ask for another time. If he's open for a second time, then sure, why not? How do you blusher a woman and understand their anatomy? Also, any personal advice for anyone being burnt out? Okay, that's two realms. That's two sides. Okay, how do you blusher a woman? First, understand, in order for you to understand the woman's anatomy, you need to read books first. Okay, you need to research stuff about women's body, women's psychology. If you really, really want to flash your women, you need to know how we think, how our attitudes, our actions, how did we end up doing those actions. So just like, in order for you to understand lessons in school, you need to really study them. So that's my advice for you, is to research on women. Yeah, and in order for you to pleasure a woman, you need to ask her what are the things that women like you to do, like what things click, what makes them feel more horny, what makes them feel wetter. So there you go. It just doesn't hurt to ask, you know. And personal advice for anyone being burnt out, I guess you're not alone, and I want to tell you that in order for you to keep doing things that you want to do in life, you need to take some rest and honor your body, honor your mind first, and then take care of it. You can still go back, you know, for a short time, or it depends on you how long you want to take to take a time off. Yeah, you need to do that for yourself, because if you don't do that, the things that you were doing before, you won't get to enjoy them anymore if you keep pushing yourself beyond your limits. I want you to take care of yourself. Yeah. Because no one will do it for you. At the end of the day, it's always us. It's always you who's gonna be the one who's going to take care of yourself. Listen. You have a lot of time in your hands, and psychologically, mentally, physically, burnt out will not help you reach your goals. Okay, so take a deep breath, have a rest, have a vacation, or things that relax you. Go do those things, and then if you're okay again, you can go back and continue the things that make your life happier, make your fire, that make your passion burn brighter. And yeah, there it is. Nagangwang ka na ba? Hindi pa gusto pong mag-apply? My favorite script fill or commission ka na ba? Jive or align sa kings mo? Yeah. Scripts about me being dominant, incest, MILF, MILF, yandere stuff. What else? Oh my God, I have a lot of script fills. Phone sex, about phone sex scripts, yun. And then, nakarim ka na ba ng pet in real life? Hindi pa. Pwede ko bang marim yung pet mo? What's a new kink you haven't done yet but are itching to do? I guess may new kink ba ako? Gangbang? Kink? Yeah. Yes. And then anal. Mas dom ka ba or sub in real life? Sub ako? Or dom? Dom ako, as in, because I'd like to order men to do this, to do that. Suggest this, to do that. It depends. Parang half-half. May times na gusto ko na lang magpa-sub, you know? I've been trying to get into making Not Safe for Audio script fails lately, pero I can't find any na Tagalog to English. Okay, so far, I recorded one Rumble Fop na good naman yung review. Is there a place where local script fails as a good practice resource? To date, I've already done 2 scripts. You can fill those scripts of mine. And I've also seen a few people in LS Juicy that writes Tagalog scripts. You can look into that, or you can just rummage or search in Reddit, or I guess there's scripts in archive.org or on Wattpad, and I guess you can find scripts there. Are you willing to be our unicorn? It depends. I need to know you guys first. Okay. Do you get wet while recording, and do you masturbate while recording? To address this question, during my first days of being a voice actress, I need to masturbate first. I masturbate during recording in order for me to bring out those authentic sounds, authentic moaning. And yeah, I do get wet while recording. But along the way, as a voice artist, voice actress right now, there are times that I'm not in the mood. So I really, really need to train myself to moan authentically, to bring out those moans as much as possible, that's pleasing, good to humans' ears. Yeah, I practice moaning, yeah, in order for me to be good at it. Ask ko lang if may Telegram ka and ano username mo if pwede. Yeah, I do have Telegram, and my username is @ BMB Bonbon, BMBNVX00. Pwede po ba yung gumawa ng moan audio with my name? Yeah, sure, Carlo. Just message me directly. May mga next celebrity sex audio ka bang naisip? Go in, sino-sino? I guess I have a lineups of doing those. But I need to work on it. I need to practice how to impersonate or like do an impression of them, because it will be really, as for me, I want to give justice to that performance. So yeah, I need to practice first on how to impersonate them. There are other people who recommended Gretchen Ho, Catherine Bernardo, Angel Luxin. Yeah, those are female celebrities. Adele. You have passion in doing voiceover, especially in Sass Kings. Given a chance, would you really do it with your own relative or son? With a relative, yeah, sure, as long as it's consensual. Yeah, as for doing it with my son, as of now, I can't answer that. No. I'll get back to you if it did it already. Hello po ate, love ko talaga mga content mo. If ever mag meet up tayo, tapos pwede ba tayo mag make love? Yun lang po. Sure, why not? We need to talk and communicate first the things that you want me to do to you and the things that I want you to do to me, you know. Will you be doing more beast audio in the future? As long as there's script for it and I have energy to do a beast audio. Sure, I'll be doing that. Would you be willing to share any of your personal sex experience in the future? Yeah, I'm like thinking of creating another Reddit account or another social media accounts just for me to share those experiences. But as of now, I'm only focusing on my audios. Safe for work, not safe for work, and my thesis. So I guess, yeah, just stay tuned, I guess. How long does it usually take you to write a Ramble Fap script? Oh, I'm so sorry, but I don't write for Ramble Fap script. The thing is, words just like came out during I masturbate. So yeah, Ramble Fap. It's not a planned script. It's like a improv or improvisation, improvised. When will you sign free, not safe for voice message again? Actually, I'm having a form because I'm celebrating my 10,000 followers on YouTube and on Reddit. So if you haven't filled that out yet, I'd like you to fill that out now because I've already reached 10,000 followers, subscribers, I mean, on YouTube, and I've already closed the audio contest on Twitter. But I'm still on 9,500 followers on Reddit, so you can still fill that form out. And I'm excited you to be there.
Gusto ko walang bra at nakabakat utong ng jowa ko sa tindahan na maraming nakatambay, bibili kami kunwari. Tapos noon kakantin ko siya, gusto ko yung pinagmamasdan siya ng mama niya. Doon ako nalilibugan, masagwa ba?
No, not at all. It's your fantasy. No, I don't judge you. You're all good.
Can I DM you kapag malibog ako and will you help me out? Thank you, and I love your content.
Sorry, I really don't do that at all anymore. Because right now I'm focusing on creating contents and offering services. And you know, I have a lot of audios that you can listen to. So that's it. That's how I can help you. Well, I'd like to ask if you have somewhere to see your previous ASMR. Is to see them too, since I'm new on the subreddit.
Yeah, it's on my Soundgasm. It's on my Reddit profile. You can just scroll down on my Reddit, because I tell you what, there's a lot of audios in there. And good luck and have fun listening.
I'd like you to message me if you like one of them, and I'll really, really appreciate that.
Tagalog Yandere audio went. Oy, I already have a Tagalog Yandere audio, you know. I have it on my YouTube, and then I also have it here on Reddit. Hi, how will you dominate me?
Oh, it's for you to find out.
Medyo mahababa ang usapan yan. I would like to ask you to kneel down for me and to follow every instructions that I will give you. I need you to be submissive, and I'd like you to follow every single thing that I want you to do. Okay.
Bat ang ganda mo. Ay, thank you. Ikaw din, guwapo, maganda ka rin.
When is your birthday? My birthday is already finished. June. It's on June 9th. Do you already have an ex?
Yes.
What's your favorite color? My favorite color is red. And what's your hobbies? My hobbies are like making audios, performing different characters,
watching movies, series, reading books on my during my spare time, going to the gym, eating, hanging out with my sister, with my friends, spending time with myself. Yeah, that's it. Laging nakikinig sa videos mo. Just keep on doing the things that can make you happy. Ah, thank you so much. Napapasaya mo rin kami. Thank you. Advance happy birthday. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. Ikaw ang sagot sa mga horny moments ko. Nakikinig ako sa mga audios mo. Thank you so much. I wouldn't be here today if not because of you guys. Please, 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 please always remember that I am so grateful to all of you. As in, not be going to die to my messages, you know, that appreciate my craft, appreciates me. I won't be able to continue this. So, it is my honor to be here and say thank you to all of you. Bit of a personal question. Would you tell me your deepest, darkest secret in a form of two truths and a lie? And thoughts about a golden shower? Yeah, you can piss on my, you can piss on me. And can I piss on you, ba? Piss. Iyan mo ko dali. Like you kneeling with your mouth wide open, saliva drooling, waiting for the piss, while you beg with your teary eyes type of deal. Yeah, I'm open for that. So again, two truths and a lie. Paano ba yan? Nag-gangbang na ako. Palalaman mo eh, kasi truths and a lie. Alam mo, magkita na lang tayo, sasabihin ko sa'yo kung ano yung darkest, deepest secret of mine. Did you graduate in college? If yes, what is your course? I haven't graduated college yet because I'm still on my fourth year. I'm taking up BS. I know BS. Bachelor of Arts in History and Community Development. Have there been any sound effect that he had a particularly clever way creating, or has been your favorite and how it turned out? Oh, my blowjob sound effects. I really, really love doing it because there's a lot of good feedbacks that I really do it well. I feel like they are in often an overlooked aspect of audios, but they do a significant amount in adding atmosphere, and you do a good job of implementing them in your audio. Thank you. Do you like to read books? Yeah, I like reading books, especially self-help, history, health, fiction, nonfiction. What's your favorite book? The Little Prince, also The Alchemist, The Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. I love that book. You need to read that too because it will help you cope with existential crisis. Because I don't know about you, because I tend to think about what's the purpose of my life. And Viktor Frankl says that it's not you who's expectant of life. It's life who's expecting of you to do things that will... it's on you. It's on us. It's our responsibility to find meaning for our lives. I know, it's really hard and it's really exhausting sometimes. And Viktor Frankl says that we shouldn't find happiness, because happiness is just an aftermath of doing the things that we love to do. Yeah. And one of the things that can help you find meaning, that can help you create meaning for your life is it's either thou caring for a person or for a cause. For example, I'm a philanthropist, and the meaning of my life is helping people, and by helping people it makes me happy. So I'll try to help more people every single day of my life, because doing that, well, that makes my life have meaning. It makes me a happy person. Can you make a yandere plus wife raping a man scene? Yeah, okay, I'm gonna do that for you, but I need to have your need you to be patient, please. Thank you. Can we do threesome with my GF? We just want to explore. I need to know who you are first, and also your GF. But yeah, I'm looking forward. Can you make a group sex audio, like a live one or like a recorded one? I can do that. Actually, that's one of my goals, to have a gangbang audio with a cameo from different male friends that do voice acting stuff. Actually, I've already told them that I want them to be in that audio, and it's just like a matter of time for me to do the script. So I want you to be patient, more patient for it, please. Thank you. And CEI po na yung pre-cam ko going para sa finger sa puwet. Oh, that's not a question. It's okay. Yeah, I've already done cum eating instructions audio. You can check out my SoundCasm or my Reddit profile. Can I ask for pictures of your armpits, no filter and zoomed in, please? Aba, asking politely. Maghintay-hintay ka lang in the future, malay mo, baka tupakin ako at mag-post ng kilikili ko on Reddit or on Twitter. So, that's the following questions. It's like a total of 60 of them. And thank you so much for listening to this Ask Me Anything audio. This is my first AMA that I've done. Is this the first one? I don't even remember anymore. I've just had the time today to record because my parents and my sibling isn't here. So I guess, okay, let me take out my mic, my vibrator and dildo, and just be here at our living room. Actually, I'm in our living room right now. It's like more spacious. That's why I recorded here. And I'm really, really sorry for the unnecessary background noises that you can hear from the dogs, from vehicles outside, and kids. Please bear with it. And oh my god, I haven't masturbated now. Yeah, because it takes 3 hours or 4 hours for my vibrator dildo to be fully charged. So as of now, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and always remember that you are enough, more than enough actually. You are worth it. You are important. You are loved. You are safe. I love you so much. This is Malaya once again, and have a great life. Mwah. Bye-bye.